فز مرؤوت جيفس نغنفران بشويس تاني قوم كيريه اف لوغي صور نف نقاطا من ثيونا غين فانجليون تو انا نصمار
أمام الله وانصتوا لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا مريم البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته المعلمنا داود النبي والملك بركاته علينا أمين تشبع جميع شجر الحقل وأرز لبنان الذي غرسته الذي يرسل العيون في الأودية وفي وسط الجبال تعبر المياه Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and the great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on the stony places, where they did not have much earth, And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop. Some of hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. For sure, we are so happy that we are all here together, and we are praying the first liturgy here in the gym. And we transferred this gym also to a small, like a church with all the icons. I can't explain how I express my joy, my happiness that we are all together and pray all together. So the first liturgy, when to bless this building, St. Mary Community Center, to bless this building by being all together and praying and praising God and thank God about everything. The month of Hathor, it's a month in the same time when the sower and they put some seeds. Like it's a time for like to put all the seeds in the ground. So that's why when you're gonna see that all the readings are during this Hathor month, it's always focus on the sower and the seed. The last week is the same, during the week two, the same theme, we can say. So today the church places, before us one of the most essential teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, the parable of sower. And it's not only about the word of God, it's about the human heart. It's written already in the three Gospels, St. Matthew and Luke and Mark. So you can imagine the first thing is started by what? Jesus Christ went out of the house. And what is the house? The gospel being like that, on the day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. The Father said that the house is the church, the house is the kingdom, the house of the heavenly dwelling of God. So we see that Jesus Christ is going outside. He's going to everyone. We are expecting that we are going to the church. No, actually, if you open your ear and you're going to take attention all the day, you're going to see that Jesus Christ is talking to me during the day. Christ is coming to me every time and knocking the door. And he's saying, where are you? Jesus Christ always takes the first step. We are saying that we have to go to Christ. We are expecting that. But actually, no. Jesus Christ, who is start the first step and come to me. Origen says, when Jesus teaches the crowds, he is outside the house. He goes out because we were unable to enter. When you are feel weak, yeah, we try to cry to God, but actually what we are saying, help me, raise me, support me. So the first step's coming from him. I'm trying only to entreating him, like I'm trying to only pray. But actually, he is who is doing the first step with me. So Christ goes out to where, like, I'm confused, I'm tired, I'm anxious, I'm tempted, in order to bring up back to into his house. So in Old Testaments, the same Jesus Christ, it is the same. God went out to rescue Israel from Egypt. God went out ahead of them in the cloud. God went out to David in battle. So he's taking the first step. From Old Testament to the New Testament, the same. He's taking the first step. I'm always, when I'm praying, I'm thinking, you are my Father. You're always taking the first step. You know very well that you don't want to let me go away. That's why you are taking the first step in first. I know. ساعات بسرح في ربنا بقول له وانت ازاي بتعمل كده كأن انا الوحيد اللي موجود في الدنيا. He's taking care about everyone. As if I am alone in this world. He knows every single thing about me and taking care about me. Behold, the sower went out, God's initiative of salvation. So that's why Saint Ephraim says, the sower seeing the rocks and thorn did not withhold his seed, for his love hopes for repentance in all. So Saint Ephraim, he said that he's always doing this for him, from his love. And he is hoping everyone repent. My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. In John 5:17. And God never, never gives up. Never gives up. Believe it or not, even you are away from God, he never gives up. If you are, like, not away from God only, I'm talking about myself, if I'm a very bad person, and I live in sin, God is always seeking and try to knock the door, my door, my heart, to let me come back to him. The seed is Christ himself. So in Old Testament, prophets carry the message. In the New Testament, God gives himself. So in John 1:14, he said, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the seed is not simply teachings, but Christ himself planted into the heart. So when I'm listening You can imagine, when I'm listening to the word of God, for example, in the gospel, or I'm reading the gospel, I'm reading the Bible, it's not about, for example, like the word of God. No, it's Christ himself go inside me and dwell inside me. When I'm listening to a sermon and a word has come to me, it's not some words, or for example, Abuna or in a speaker, he's saying some words. No, it's not. It's Christ who is coming to you. St. Augustine says, he is a sower because he is the word. He sows himself into us. That's why he says in John 15:4, abide in me and my words abide in you. So because the seed is his life, not just doctrine. Four types of soil. We're going to go quickly for that. But again, the seed is very perfect. The seed is perfect. The word of God. The sower is perfect. What differs in the soil? The soil, it's me, my heart. And it's not necessary to that my heart is one state. No. Maybe I change, my heart is changing from state to state or stat. Why? Because I have an issue. Sometimes, for example, I'm so busy in my life, so I'm changing my heart from good heart, for example, to a heart, a status of a heart of, for example, rock, like La Rock. I can't listen. St. John Chrysostom says, do not think you were born a certain soil. You became the soil you choose to be. So the Lord does not describe four types of people. The four status of the same heart which can change. So four status. Again, Jesus says, the first one, in a wayside. By the way, you can imagine the sower, he has some seeds in his hands. And this is a land here. And there's a wayside on the side. For sure, he has some on his hands. He will not throw the seeds anywhere. I have to focus, and I have to put the seeds on the ground, on the land, the good soil. But again, but he's from his mind, he said, I'm going to throw some of the seeds on the wayside. So I was thinking about this, the sower. You are so professional. You are so professional. You have to put all the seeds inside the good lands. I said a good earth or good ground. No, he said, no. Maybe I have still hope from the wayside. Maybe they're going to change. That's why the wayside, which is hardened, unguarded heart. So Jesus said, the birds came and devoured the seed. What is the symbol of this soil? Hardness from pride. The first things, a pride. I'm good. I'm much better than the other. I have a lot of talents. For example, I have a good voice. Or I'm good deacon. Or I'm very smart. Or I'm very successful in my work. And I'm always pride. When I'm pride, the pride is coming. This is the wayside ground. The wayside. Unguarded senses. Another thing which is like represent or symbol for the wayside. The senses is unguarded. I open my eyes for everything. My eyes and my ears, it's always open for everything. I have no guard, no protection. Anything I can see it from on the movies, for example, or like TV or anything. Or I hear anything else too. I have to understand. So constant distraction. I'm always distracted. A heart that never stops long enough to receive anything from God. St. Cyril says, the path is hardened because it is walked on by many thoughts. A heart without silence cannot receive God. What is the, let's see examples, has a modern examples. Someone, for example, he's a sermon. So we are hearing a sermon, for example, and someone he listened to the sermon and said, yeah, it's amazing. And after that, he enjoyed for 10 minutes. Or, for example, I'm reading the Bible. I'm enjoying for 5 minutes. Or I'm listening to a sermon. Or I'm praying. So I'm enjoying for 5-10 minutes only. And after that, check the phone. I'm scrolling. I'm doing anything else. I'm going outside. I'm social media, noise all the week. And I have no time to let the seed go inside the ground. I have no time. The seed cannot remain. What is the solution for this? For the wayside, the hardness or unguarded heart? Silence. Can you give yourself time? When you pray, give yourself time. When you listen to a sermon, give yourself a time. When you, the problem, our problem now in our life here, we are so busy and we are not giving a time, enough time to anything. Be still and know that I am God. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Without silence, nothing grows. And the second one, the second soil, is a rock soil. Jesus says, the seed sprang up quickly because there is no depth. What is the symbol of this soil? Emotional Christianity without commitment. You know what? Some other churches, they are work on what? Like based, like they're, how they are, work on it. Work on the emotion. Based on the emotion. For example, they try to warm your emotions only. But actually, it's not a real feeling. They are, for example, they have some songs. They are, yeah, they have some songs, for example, and they try to sing all together with emotional effects. But it's real, it's not real. That's why here is the rocky soil, which is a shallow heart. What is that? Again, emotional Christianity without commitment. Or external piety without the repentance. Or enthusiasm without roots. For example, like I have enthusiasm, like, okay, but I have no roots. I'm doing, for example, maybe I come to the church because like I have to. But there is no root. I'm not coming to the church to pray. Maybe I'm coming to the church only to play or to meet my friends or to do anything. Again, maybe you are here now as you see, for example, a big gym, a big building, and very nice building. And then we have a gym here too. So everyone now is here and saying like, wow, we're going to play. We have a lot of basketball, which is true. But without Christ, so we have to put, when I'm coming to the church, again, I'm coming here to the church. Oh, this is the building. Yeah, the church. I have to put the title in first when I come into the church. I'm coming to the church. I'm not coming, for example, to the gym. I'm not coming, for example, to a center. I'm not coming to do something. No, I'm coming here to the church. When the foundation inside me, the base, I'm coming to saying to myself, I'm coming to the church, so Christ is first. For example, never come to the church before. Go inside the church and first. Bow before the altar, pray our Father and come back here. Who is the responsible? Who is the manager, we can say, if I say like, who is the manager? Who is the boss of all this building? God. So I have to say hi to him first. For example, when you go to inside, like inside your house, so you're going to see Baba or Mama. For sure, you're going to go direct to your room? No. Just you enter to the house and say like, good morning or good afternoon or whatever. So the same. I have to do the same. The church, that's why when I keep Christ in first in my life, even here at the church, when I come to the church, I'm not coming again to the gym or play or what. No. I have to come to the church in first. So keep Christ in your heart. That's why, for example, this is very, very important to do. The rocky soil and there is a sun. Come and burn this seed. So the sun are the trials. When trials come, shallow roots dry out. Through many tribulations, we enter the kingdom of God. Practical example, for example. Maybe I have sickness come, some trials, any trials. If I'm not deep, if I have no roots, so any trials come, burn me. Burn. sickness, friends betrays, work become hard, prayers are not answered immediately. Anything, we can pass through many troubles, many tribulations, anything. If I have no roots in Christ, it's going to be hard on me. The Lord's solution is rooting ourselves in daily spiritual discipline. How? Daily scripture, confession, prayer of heart, perseverance in trials. Like, first of all, I have daily scripture. I have to read His word. And the third one is the thorny ground, the overcrowded heart. Jesus said that the thorns grew up and choked it. So symbol of what? I'm so worried about my life, about the future, and anxiety. Now the illness of this world now, this time, is an anxiety. Very anxious. I meet a lot of people, and everyone is very anxious. And when you go to the, for example, like to psychiatrists or psychologists, and you ask them what is the most people come to you, there's like with an anxiety or depression. An anxiety and depression. And when you ask, for example, the pharmacist, how many medication you are like you to give it to people about it for an anxiety and depression? A lot. And there is no Christ inside me because I'm so anxious. For sure, this is here exactly the thorny ground. Why? I'm so busy. My mind is not clear with God. My heart and my mind always busy with anything else. I have exams. I have to do this. I have to do the work. I have to do this. I have to go back to my home. I have a lot of things to do. What I should do? What about the money? I have to do them. I pay the mortgage. Everything in His hands, believe me. Everything in His hands. So I have to think about, and first, God is first in my life. I'm not anxious from anything. I'm not worried about anything. Attachment to the money, overcommitment, chasing comfort or pleasure, business with no priority for God, all of that it are the symbol for the thorny ground. So Jesus names two specifically, the cares of the world, the sinfulness of righteous. Of riches. The Saint Gregory the Great says, riches delight the eye but pierce the soul with thorns. If I put the money in first, it pierces the soul. So again, riches delight the eye but pierce the soul with thorns. Practically example. For example, a Christian read the Bible but also tries to keep a life luxury a lot, endless social events. So I'm thinking always about the social events. That's why. And as I said, what is our priority? Priority one, priority two, priority three. In our life, we should have priorities. This is very important, by the way. So what I should do? So I have to understand what is exactly my priority. For example, God is one, or my life is one, or my work is one. I have to choose. I can't keep all one. For example, if I have something to do, an event, and I have to go to the church to pray, what is the first priority for me? If I have an event and I have Vesper or I have liturgy and I choose the event over the liturgy, so I know exactly my priority. I have to choose. Believe me, I have to choose. I have to choose. It's our choice. And God, thankfully, He gave us the liberty. We are free, the freedom to do whatever you want. So I have to choose. So the Lord's solution, detachment, simplicity, and we do have to trust God. As in Matthew, He said, seek the first kingdom of God, be anxious, be nothing. And the good soil, we know it very well. Why it's a good soil? It's very soft, which is humble, deep. When you go to your backyard, and you wanted to seed some seeds, for example, you're going to see what? You're going to be, it should be soft, humble, deep, committed, weeded, repented, well watered, which is about prayer, exposed to the sun, which is Christ's light. Saint Cyril say, the good soil is the soul that accepted the plow of trials. And finally, how to turn my heart into good soil. So the father said, the hardened soil can become soft. Soft, it means with prayers, with my heart is, you know what, when, for example, some people come to me and say, and they ask, Abuna, we are, for example, we have, sometimes we hate a person. We hate someone. So we have no love, so our heart is hard. How are we gonna change? We can't change by ourselves, by the way. I have to go to God and ask him by prayers, can you change my heart, turn my heart to be soft? It's very important to ask God help. The rocky soil can be cleared. I have to clean it. The thorny soil can be weeded by repentance. If I see some thorn inside my heart, I have to repent. As I said always, when you go to Father of Confession, it's very important to clean everything from your heart. Again, when we go to Christ and we're going to stand before him, he's going to see my heart and he's going to see how many sin I have in my heart still. I didn't repent it. He's always telling me, I open the door of repentance to clean your heart from the thorns. So by repentance, I clean my heart. St. Augustine say, let the plow of repentance turn your soil. Practical steps, daily prayer, which especially early morning, before the word enters your mind, let God's word enter you first. Scripture, meditation. So the problem, sometimes we read the Bible as we read like any other book. No, read it like carefully. So we have to read slowly. That's why one of the fathers said, 5 verses slowly are better than 5 chapters quickly, because I need to focus. Confession, I have to do it. I have to remove the thorns. Silence, please take 15, 20 minutes per day. Take 15, 20 minutes per day only in silence. In silence, don't do anything. In silence with God. Trials, accept them. There is a lot of trials come, we have to accept. Serving other, I have to serve by serving. And this is one of the, like the main things that one of the hermits in St. Paul monastery said to me, Abuna Bishoy Ampapola, he passed away from 3 years ago. So he said, whenever you go, you have to serve. So I said to Abuna, but how am I gonna serve anywhere? So for example, when I'm traveling, I'm doing anything else, he said, no. Serving, it's one of the main things help you to keep yourself, your heart in Christ. Serving, it's helping you, not helping the other. Whatever, that's why now we are opening a new building. Now we have like everyone from you in front of me should serve. Everyone should serve. Not wait, for example, until Abuna or other servant, for example, say servant coordinator come to you, please, can you do this? No. Even you are walking, for example, you see something not clean, clean it. It's a serving. Or, for example, go to Abuna or to the servant coordinators and say, can I serve? If you have anything to do, I can do it. Or if you see something to do by yourself, do it. Serving. If you see that someone is sick, for example, outside and or in your home or whatever, visit. If you know that someone is sick, for example, come to Abuna, say, Abuna, we have to visit this person. Or if you feel someone is anxious or, for example, like he's depressed, call him. Serving. It means like I'm sacrifice myself to God, so it's gonna help me. I'm not helping the other. And finally, the parable is full hope of not judgment, because God never stops sowing. The soil can always change. The word always carries life, and Christ never abandons the field. If you feel like the path, He can soften you. If you feel rocky, he can break the stone. If you feel full of thorns, he can uproot them. If you feel weak, he can strengthen you. Jesus ends with, he who has ears to hear, let him hear, meaning hear, responding, change, and let God work. Beloved, let's open our heart today. Lord, make my heart your field, break it, soften it, weak it, water it, plant yourself in me. Let my life bear fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold for your glory. To Christ, our true sword, be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Την σώισεν νεπτήρεν της Ιωτόκος Μαρίας μαύεν μπεν σωτήρεν τευκάνε νόβι να ανεβόν
Το μεχέδεμ τρόισεν εγών ποιο ήβεν τέτοι μεθ μη επένιον πίσω υπή μαϊ σταυρός εν τευκάνε νόβι Να ανεβόν
ζεφές μαρόντεν ζεφιότνε με ψήριν εμπί πνεύμα ενθόε τετέι ενσετή και βόλτεν όστε μόστεν
Truly we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and for all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us men of our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, 3 days rose and led according to the scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory, dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds. The Father was the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets and the one holy apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. Ten goste on high, ten tianan stans, ten irf mon, ten pion, ten pion is neo.
Is more than a